If you've been following our series, Precious Lives, about gun violence in Milwaukee and young people at Wounds, you'll be interested to hear about a performance planned for the Pabst Theater on June 15th. Some people impacted by gun violence are preparing to share their stories. The director is Michelle Lopez-Rios. She's been holding workshops with the young people. Lopez-Rios works professionally and at UWM, but she also guides people who may be living invisible, painful lives in letting the rest of us know.
Everyone has a story, and it's important that those stories are told because of the empowerment of that person telling the story and the people who see that story, who see faces like them or hear, you know, stories like them. So part of our journey over the past 12 years has been doing professional theater that you go see at the Rep, or, you know, a play that's constructed. And then the other part is doing community engaged theater. So, for example, we went into Texas A&M with a group of students, and we say, so what's going on here? We ask them provoking questions, which is what we did for the 4 weeks with Precious Lives, is we ask questions and put them through some exercises, both vocal and written, depending on people, how they like to express themselves. And we kind of begin to scratch the surface and see what's going on underneath. And the through line for us is that stories are important. Putting them down on paper, putting them in recording, putting them so that other people can hear them that maybe wouldn't think that way, wouldn't know that, may think otherwise about a certain person. Sometimes just having a loud voice come out of a body is a really powerful experience for a person who's never had permission or the space to do that. And that was why the 4 weeks of workshops was really important to me, is that yes, we have this live show that we're going to do at the Pabst on June 15th, and that's amazing and fantastic, and a few of those young people will be a part of that. But there are a lot of youth out there that need that space. They need a safe space to tell their story and to know that that story is really important, and they're not the only ones going through this, and there are places to do this. And I feel really good about the 4 weeks that we've had together with the group. We've had people come in and out, but that's the heart of my work, is giving helping people to express themselves. And then from that, we've made some really interesting discoveries of stories that we would like to put on the PAP stage, but that's what the rehearsal process will be about, is taking those stories and shaping them, and again, making them into a theatrical event that is safe and that is surrounded by mentors, people that can really help them to have the courage to do. That's a big stage. That's a big stage, but a very powerful experience for them, a very empowering experience for them and for the audience to see real people, not actors portraying these stories, but the real people standing up and saying, this is what's happening in my community. And then we can have a discussion about what's next.
Precious Lives, Before the Gunshots, is produced by Eric Vaughn and brought to you by WUWM in collaboration with 371 Productions as part of Finding America, a national initiative produced by AIR, with financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.